Mark Levine, professor of history, economic development, and urban studies at UWM and part of the UWM Center for Economic Development, joins us this morning. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning, Bob.
Thank you for coming in. In the last half hour, we heard from Brett Healy and George Lightbourne, both of whom painted what I would call a pretty positive picture of the state of Wisconsin's current state, economically speaking, and also expressed optimism, somewhat Garden and Lightbourne's case, for the future. But let me ask, in summary form, what you make of how things are going in the state of Wisconsin, economically and otherwise.
Well, I did hear the segment with both Healy and Lightbourne, and I must say that the statements seem completely divorced from the reality of what's going on in the state of Wisconsin now. The economy of the state is underperforming on a number of levels. The budget situation, which they were extolling as something that's been settled that will lead to future growth, is in fact unsettled now as we speak. So I think they, you know, it's one of these lines that may sound a little strong, but, you know, if you kind of repeat a lie over and over, it doesn't become the truth just because you repeat it over and over. By saying the state is in great shape as a consequence of the changes that have been made by Governor Walker doesn't in fact make it so. The governor, for example, is already talking about a quote-unquote budget lapse, that revenues are shrinking and that the grand budget solution of June may have to see further cuts down the road. We're looking at some of those, for example, in the UW system. That doesn't sound like our budgetary house has been put into order. And in the employment situation, the job situation, which is, of course, the big issue, since the governor's budget was put into place in June, which is really the first point that you can actually say the governor's policies have really gone into implementation, Wisconsin has, let me repeat this clearly, Wisconsin has the worst job creation record of any state in the country. Now, these things can change, things can evolve, but right now the only evidence that we have on the impact of these changes is that since the budget was put into place, our job situation lags behind every other state in the union.
Let me get back to this, what you called or referred to as a budget lapse. Is this what you spoke of in a recent opinion piece that you co-authored in the Journal Sentinel about a $300 million shortfall, perhaps, that might affect education?
Right. We don't know exactly what the amount will be. You know, let's be optimistic and say it doesn't really happen, but the governor's office has put us on notice that these lapses are to be planned for, that these lapses may be necessary because of questionable revenue streams. So on the one hand, ideologues like Healy and Lightbourne, who are out there saying the budget situation has been solved and we're now on a steady path to growth, are contradicting essentially what the state government is saying with regard to the budgetary situation.
The employment picture, and you mentioned the numbers and, in fact, the ranking of the state according to the latest numbers. We just received more numbers yesterday that show really a discouraging picture on the job front. But often we've heard people in the Walker administration and elsewhere, for that matter, refer to what happens in the state as directly related to what is happening with the national economy. And I don't know, giving them the benefit of the doubt, that they're necessarily washing their hands of whichever way Wisconsin goes, because that will only go the way of the U.S., but more as at least a plausible explanation. Do you see it that way?
No, not at all, actually. Since June, the national economy has gained about 620,000 jobs. Now, the pace of growth is too slow nationally. We need to have a much more robust job creation process going on nationally. We need somewhere between 250,000 and 300,000 jobs a month created nationally simply to keep up with population growth, that is, people entering the labor force, and to make at least some small impact on the unemployment rate. I mean, in the 1990s, for example, nationally, we were producing 400,000 or 500,000 jobs a month. So nationally, we need a much faster rate of growth. But the point is, we are gaining jobs nationally. We are increasing the employment base nationally. We're coming out of the recession. Wisconsin is not following that pattern. I mean, we could say we have problems here if we were following, you know, a slow rate of national growth. But again, I repeat what I said earlier. Since the Walker budget was put into place in June, Wisconsin has lost 35,000 jobs. In the last month alone, these are the preliminary figures, they'll be revised, and there's some technical discussion about how accurate some of these figures are and how much they get revised. But in the last month's figures, we lost 14,700 jobs, 11,700 in the private sector, which is, again, quite interesting because if you recall from the comments that Healy and Lightburn made to you earlier, they're talking about all the great private sector growth that's going to increase revenues and put the state on a good economic path. We're losing private sector jobs. We're gutting the public sector with the budget cuts that have occurred, and as a consequence, our employment base is essentially hemorrhaging since the budget is put into place. Let me also add a really interesting kind of wrinkle, and again, these are month-by-month figures. They'll change, and we'll see what happens into 2012. But, you know, Governor Walker, we may recall, had sort of a, I would call it a kind of a George W. Bush mission accomplished moment when Bush was on the aircraft carrier announcing the end of the war in Iraq, which didn't quite end. In June, the governor held a press conference because in June, Wisconsin actually had a pretty good month in job creation and was claiming this was a sign that his policies were working, even though the budget hadn't even been put into place, claiming that Wisconsin was creating half of all the jobs in the country, which was complete nonsense. But in that press conference, he was also pointing out a contrast between Wisconsin and Illinois, and claiming we've cut our taxes in Wisconsin, we've created a good business climate, and we're creating jobs, and look at Illinois, they're in terrible shape. Well, in October, you know what state had, I think, either the first or second highest rate of employment growth in the country? Illinois. Since June, when the Walker budget went into effect, Wisconsin's lost 35,000 jobs, Illinois has gained 11,000 jobs. So the tax increases in Illinois to handle their budget issue haven't apparently completely undermined the job creation process there.
Mark Levine, we have just about 45 seconds left, and I hate to drop this one on you, but please, in that period of time, as best you can, give me some indication of what needs to happen for positive change to occur.
Well, I would say two major things. First of all, the principle of having our budget balanced and budget in line is absolutely correct. The way in which the state has done it is obviously, I think, completely wrong. And we need to obviously have a rebalanced budget in which we have a broader revenue stream so that we can support spending for schools, investment in infrastructure, and those sorts of things. And that's the second point, that is, to create jobs, we need a direct job creation program, spending on infrastructure, investments in education that are going to lead to the kind of job growth that we need in the future in the state of Wisconsin.
Mark Levine of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, thank you for stopping in.
Thanks. It's been great. Thanks.
We are